The pious predecessors have stated that the dhikr of Allah, this is the greatest act of worship. The pious predecessors have stated that the dhikr of Allah is the greatest act of worship, because the objective of this action is to put your attention and focus together. And all ibadah, worship, our fara'id, our compulsory, our nawafil, everything is based on this. That the human being, how much his focus and attention is collected and gathered together on this ibadah. So all of us, this is our situation, that our thoughts are normally going towards the dunya, the world. Obviously insan lives in the dunya, in the world. So most time he spends in the world with his wife, children, offspring, business, enterprise, trade, issues, circumstances. So it's the nature of man that those things in the world impact a person, influence a person. But Allah's law is such, principle is such, that all these things I've made in the world around you, there are attractions placed in them, Allah says. And Allah says, what I want from you is my servant should be such that he moves his attention and focus and attraction away from all of these and puts them towards me, Allah says. So to work hard on this, to make effort on this, the awliyaullah, the pious predecessors, they have prescribed muraqabat, meditation, dhikr, and they've established that and made that the practice. Wahid, this is one method solely to detach your heart from this dunya, so that your thoughts don't always go, you're praying salah, you're thinking about dunya, you're driving, and you're thinking about your issues, your wife, I've got to do this, my children and this, I've got to go there, I've got to do this and that. Always, every moment in the brain, the thoughts of the person, he's thinking about these things. Allah says, no, I don't like this. That you are my servant, I have created you, and in your mind you are thinking about others. Allah says, what I want is that my servant is he or she, that always he or she is thinking about me. So for this reason, you have to put your focus and attention, pull it together. You're in pain, distress, problems. Always Allah should be coming from your heart and mouth. Doesn't matter what happens, a loss, an issue, immediately turn your attention to Allah. If you hear some bad news, with the will of Allah, such a severe, distressing news, and it affects your heart, straight away pay attention to Allah. Not running around, oh, what's happened here? Oh, what's happened here? Oh, I'm finished. For this, that the best way to adopt this manner, why do we do dhikr? So that we can pull our thoughts and attention together towards Allah. We can pull our thoughts together and focus this on Allah. So to do this, to establish this, when a person sits in dhikr, then especially he should be thinking, his mindset should be at that time that we are here for a reason. I'm here for a purpose, that I need to pull my thinking together. I need to focus fully my thought process towards Allah. Just like I'm sat here and doing dhikr of Allah, this same feeling should be the same everywhere, so that I can remember Allah wherever I am. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, that when an individual generates and develops this mindset that his thoughts and focus and attention is fully on Allah, then his condition becomes such that the angels come and do musafaha with him, shake his hands. In other words, he becomes a wali Allah, the individual. He hasn't done any great act of worship. He hasn't gone on Hajj or Umrah, nothing at all. What has he done? He's put his focus and attention towards Allah. And Allah likes action so much that he elevates the status up. And this is sahih hadith, authentic hadith. I'm telling you, the angels come and shake their hands and meet that person, greet that person on his way where he's walking, traveling through his distress or problem. He doesn't know, but they are shaking his hand or coming to greet him. They're saying salam to him, doing du'as for him. So when Allah has sat us down for his dhikr, this is a great favor of Allah's upon us, a great bounty of Allah, great gift of Allah, mercy of Allah. That's why I stated that we can return, fulfill the rights of everyone, but we can't repay the rights to the wali of Allah. Never can you repay the rights to the wali Allah. So whenever you see that there's a wali Allah, awli Allah, and mashallah, that mashallah, a student always is grateful to his teacher that he has brought me to this position, that he's taught me to say the name of Allah. When you close your eyes, and subhanAllah, in your qabr, in your grave, on the day of resurrection, in Jannah, you will see. At that time, you will realize that so much that Shaykh, my teacher, had mercy on me, that he used to work hard on me. He used to pay attention to me, and where he took me to the heights. If this Shaykh was in my life, then we would have been running around in the wilderness and running around in the dunya, in the darkness. And all issues would have overtaken us, and we would have had fikr and concern about the dunya all the time. So for this reason, a person can never repay the favor of the wali Allah. So to put your attention and focus and absorb yourself in the remembrance of Allah. The walis of Allah have taught us the tariqah. So when you come to dhikr, then think this, that remembrance of Allah is not a minor thing. I have to pull myself together. I have to focus and I put my attention fully towards Allah. You understand? Attention. I have to strengthen my focus, my attention, so that always I'm remembering Allah and I'm going towards Allah. So now what do? That when a person sits in dhikr, and he's sitting for an objective, a mission, a reason for that, then when he sits doing dhikr, then he should have full, you could say, passion and desire at that time, interest. Oh, if you just sat here to put a tick on your sheet, or you sat here for Hazrat Sahib or for some friend, no, this is not the case. Come with interest, desire, passion, that I'm going to recite Allah's beautiful name from my heart. And you should always be doing this, but with the barakah of your dhikr, of your shaykh, at least these 20 minutes I'm getting in this majlis with tasbih, that Allah's beautiful name, I'm reciting it from my heart. Yes, otherwise where would I get this opportunity? Somewhere else. So these 10, 15 minutes will become the most valuable and precious 10 or 15 minutes of my life. That the tasbih is ticking, and my heart is doing Allah, Allah. And all your lataif, your spiritual points at that time are full of light at that time, and remembering Allah. So you should have desire, passion, interest, fervor, that I'm always in the dunya, in the dirty dunya, dirty thoughts, dunyawi thoughts, worldly thoughts, I'm angry with somebody, I'm fighting with somebody, quarreling with somebody, angry with somebody, distress, anxiety. But alhamdulillah, these 10-15 minutes Allah has given to us, that I don't need to do anything else. Otherwise, it's not me speaking, it's my heart that is speaking. Allahu Akbar. So what a great, great status and height and rank this is. What a great maqam this is. Do you understand what I'm saying? So this is not a small thing. A person should be interested. And always a person has the interest when he values something, appreciates something. Now, for example, these few words I've said to you, we should appreciate and value this. What is this? So when you value something and appreciate something, then the person, he has interest in what he's doing. He has a determination in what he's doing. And for example, if somebody likes to eat sweets, chocolates, then when he gets the sweets and chocolates, he sits down, he thinks, oh, I'm enjoying myself. Yaar, I've bought these nice sweets and mitai, and I'm enjoying myself. Because he's got desire, an interest, a passion. Same way, the walis of Allah, their passion and interest is in reciting the name of Allah, the wali Allah. And then when the name of Allah is recited, and remember, they say, what great enjoyment I'm having. I remember this wali Allah, he used to swear by Allah and say, Allah, I swear by Allah, I get so much enjoyment in the name of Allah that I cannot imagine that there's anything greater than this. So imagine how much he must have enjoyed himself at that time. So alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala give us the desire, the passion, determination, so we can sit down in this manner. It's a great thing. If you don't have a sheikh, even if you're not there physically, but totally the affairs of this gathering is going around the whole world to whoever's doing dhikr. Because Allah Ta'ala's name, nothing can stop it. Nothing can stop it spreading. In the dunya, for example, even outside the dunya, the name of Allah, because it goes straight up to the arsh. The throne of Allah is so powerful, the name of Allah. So powerful is the name of Allah. So don't ever think this, I'm far from my shaykh, am I near, am I far, I can't see my shaykh, I can't see my teacher, I'm not in their midst. No. Alhamdulillah, if you're hearing the voice, then you are getting the success. That's it. So inshallah, I'm hopeful that Allah always, what a great dua the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do after every dua. Allahumma aina ala dhikrika. Allahumma aina ala dhikrika. Oh Allah, give me the taste and desire for dhikr. What does this mean? This means, Allah, just give me the enjoyment in your remembrance so I can do it immensely. And Allah, if the dhikr of Allah, your remembrance gives me enjoyment, then I'll get enjoyment in my ibadah, in my worship. This is the dua we do after salah, isn't it? Allahumma aina ala dhikrika wa shukrika. Yes, wa husna ibadatika. Oh Allah, if you give me the taste, enjoyment in dhikr, then I'll get enjoyment in being grateful to you. Then I'll be enjoying my salah and all my worship will become enjoyable, fulfilling. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Okay, recite the Durood Sharif.